Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resales and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and today I have Crystal back with me today. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Crystal is going to be talking about the latest cores and trends. This is, you know, we already talked about this when Crystal was on last time. We're just going to do this every time we have trends because it goes hand in hand, and I feel like it makes sense to just do it together. So that's what we're going to do today. We talked about winter trends this past week, and now we're going to talk about the cores that go along with them. And we're going to chat about if there's correlations between them, because there's some. All right, guys. So we will see you at the table. Welcome back, Crystal.
Hi, thank you.
So here we are. We talked about winter trends last week. You obviously listened to the episode, and when you were doing your research on the cores, did you notice any trends? Did you notice anything that kind of went together with the cores and the trends?
Honestly, like, I kind of forgot what was all the things that were in the episode. So, like, I just kind of, like, went and, like, harvested all of my cores and trends.
I love Crystal's honesty. You guys talk too much about too many things, so I just went off of what's on here.
I'm working, and like I kind of just tune out sometimes. I'm like, oh wait, I should be listening, but like, you know how it is. But like,
I know.
So, and then last night I was like, oh yeah, I gotta put together my list. So I just kind of like went hardcore into it, and while I was doing my like Christmas drop on Poshmark, so
love it.
Yeah, so I went on the aesthetic wiki, which I love the aesthetic wiki, but it is like, it's very strange and it's very overwhelming because there's like aesthetic for everything. Like literally you can name something and there's like a core or aesthetic name for it, and not all of them are fashion related either too.
Well, I guess we should just get into the first one. What's the first one you're gonna give us?
Well, I didn't want to do like the repeats. Like, so the first one, like, that was on there was like the quiet luxury minimalism. I saw that on that list, and then I also saw that through like Depop and on Deanna's Instagram, like basically different ways of putting the quiet luxury minimalism, like different names for it, but it's all the same thing. But we've obviously been seeing that like all year. Like, that's a trending thing.
And it's never going away.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, like, kind of good for, you know, office looks and all that. And since people are going back to the office, and that's kind of going to stick around.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, and then Y2K is, for some reason, still kicking.
Which is so funny. So we were talking about this before we started recording. So when Jen and I did our research on the winter trends, Y2K really... this is based off of the fashion world, right? Really wasn't mentioned. Like, there might be some odes to Y2K, like the crop jackets and stuff, but it really wasn't the forefront, like spring and summer, or even last year for that matter. So it's interesting that on the cores, Y2K is still high on the list.
Yes, very much so. And I think when it comes to the cores, it's more directed towards the younger crowd, the Gen Z crowd, and that's why, because that's what they're wearing still, and I still see it a lot, like in real life with younger people, they're wearing it. But like, yeah, adults usually aren't wearing the Y2K fashion because we lived it already. We don't need to do it again.
We're all set with it.
Yeah, exactly. But like, so I found an interesting thing too, is there's Y2K, and then there's like a bridge from it's called 2K1, and it's an aesthetic that went from 2001 to 2004 that bridged the gap between the Y2K in the McBling era. So McBling is the second one that I found. So I'm so, like, there.
Wait, what was the difference between 2000 and 2001? Because it seems all the same to me.
Honestly, like, I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that, like, Y2K is technically like vintage, because like anything 2000, I don't know, because that's 2003 is vintage, so I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I guess there's like very specific styles that were prevalent within certain years, Because like the McBling, it says it was popular from 2000 to 2008. Then it overlaps with Y2K. But like, I don't know. Like Y2K only went to 2004, apparently. Okay, I don't,
That
or
doesn't even make any
oh
sense.
wait, only went to 2001. Yeah, I don't know. I copied it down because I wanted to tell you
But
about this.
that's just interesting. They're separating it because it's just all one thing to me.
Yeah, no, it, I mean, it is, but like, technically, you know, our style evolves every year,
Yeah.
even now, but like, our style was evolving every year then, too. So I guess.
Maybe I'm trying to think back. When I was a freshman in high school, that was 2001, right? Yeah, 9/11, 2001. I feel like we were wearing the flared jeans. Like it was a very 70s maybe inspired Y2K.
Yeah.
And then when as the 2000s progressed, I want to say like 2004, 2005, we were doing like the tunic camis,
Yeah.
the cardigan. Like I feel like it evolved into that. The skinny jean kind of came into play then. So maybe that's the transition that they're talking about.
Yeah, well, I remember like skinny jeans were, I think I want to say they were after college for me because like I was out of college in 2004 and I don't
That
remember
would make
wearing
sense because I
skinny.
graduated high school in 2005, so that would make sense.
Yeah, so I don't remember wearing skinny jeans like before 2006. Like I really don't think it was a thing and I like revolted against it. Like I was like I am not wearing skinny jeans. Like this is ugly. I hate how this looks. And then it was just like, well, that's all that's available, so either wear
Yeah.
your old jeans or you wear skinny jeans, so
I definitely wore skinny jeans in my fake Uggs in 2005. That I definitely wore that.
yeah, I
With
had fake
my
up too.
American Eagle, I'm sorry, not Abercrombie, because no one could afford Abercrombie.
Oh, no.
My American Eagle tank top with a cardigan, a cropped cardigan. It was
Yes.
absolutely a vibe.
Or Aeropostale.
Aeropostale, yes, it was either Aeropostale or American Eagle, because who could touch anything in Abercrombie?
No, and then walking in there and the smell, like it would knock you out. Like, is crazy. Like, I could, or
Between
Hollister, like that would knock you out too. There's a
yes.
few of them.
And then
But yeah.
structure would be right next to it, and
Oh.
then it was just even more of a smell.
Oh, it was so bad. I don't
It
know how
was.
people got there,
Can
but
you
like,
explain to
yeah.
people what McBling is?
Okay. So, what, right from the website, it was saying McBling is an aesthetic that was popular from 2000 to 2008, overlapping with Y2K. It was coined through a Facebook page made in 2016 by the Y2K Aesthetics Institute. What? I did
Sure.
not look that up. I did not. It is often re loosely referred to as trashy Y2K or Y2K fashion on social media. The McBling aesthetic went to full swing around late 2004 with the release of the movie Mean Girls and the popularization of MySpace. So, okay.
Okay. I don't correlate MySpace with McBling, but sure. When I
Yes,
think of
I.
MySpace, I think of like how emo we were, and we would
Oh
change your
yeah.
song based off of our mood.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get to the emo part. But for McBling, like I said, think Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie, Hollywood trashcore, they said, paparazzi, and I also added, think of early Victoria's Secret Pink.
That's a good way to put it.
Because
Yeah.
like I shopped there, I bought all those sweatpants with the like bling on
And
the
the
butt.
stupid
Ugh.
expensive zip ups.
Oh my God, I would like save all my money and like
Yes.
buy them because they were so cool and so in. And yeah, I have so
Very
much.
Juicy Couture. We'll put
Yes,
that out
Juicy
there.
Couture was more expensive though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so Victoria's Secret was kind of like the budget version of Juicy Couture.
Even though it was $80 for a zip up for no
You
reason.
know, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so that's how I think of the McBling. Yeah, so Juicy Couture would definitely be part of that too.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting one to use, McBling, because clearly there's a Y2K Institute who has come up
Yeah,
with this.
I know. What the heck is that? Yeah, someone put
Is
way more
wild.
investigation into that than I ever did. So, yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess Y2K guys, if that is your aesthetic of what you're selling, right? And that's what the vibe of your closet is, these are things that you should be looking into, because that's what's trending on all these websites right now.
Absolutely, especially like Depop and stuff. Oh my God. That's what they're buying.
Can't get into it. Can't do
I
it.
physically can't get into Depop because the app is still down for me. But
Oh
yeah, welcome to having an Android phone.
no.
Yeah, so let's see, what was next? Oh, Dark Academia is back on the list.
Oh.
So
But I
I
guess
guess.
that makes sense because it's fall winter, right? So like moody
Yeah.
and the moody florals and stuff, we were in the trends, and the little like grunge ode to Rick Owens is also trending. So I can see this.
So another thing that kind of ties with Dark Academia, though, is 2000s Autumn slash Twilight Core.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
What's Vampire Core? Here we go.
yes, it is. They did actually mention that. It's called Dark Y2K. I say this reminds me of Goblin Core, which is, you know, was kind of trending around the same time as Cottage Core first came out. It's like browns, dark greens, gray, black, dark red, beige, earth tones. It said related brands, H&M, American Eagle, and Lucky Brand.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So, yeah.
Lucky brand?
Yeah, and honestly, I've seen Lucky Brand pick up in like popularity in my closet.
Huh.
I've started picking it up again. If I can find it cheap enough,
Interesting.
I will pick up Lucky Brand.
So I'm just Googling just to like see what comes up. I put in dark core fashion aesthetic. Some of
Yeah.
it is definitely grunge. Like it's just
Yeah.
the modern take on grunge. But then
Yep.
there's also this very interesting Dark Academia look where it's including plaids, but just like deeper shades of plaids with gray sweaters. It's interesting. It's just, it gives a, it's preppy without being like the typical preppy, I guess, is the
It's
best way for me to
Y2K
describe
preppy.
it.
It's
Yeah.
Y2K preppy because, like, remember those sweaters from like Hollister? They're like a V-neck, like baby doll style sweater
Oh,
with like a hood.
yep.
I scored one of those recently for $40, and it had stains on it.
Wow.
And I was like, I picked up for a dollar. And I was like, you know
Right.
what? I'm going to try it. And that is very like Twilight Core. Like, that is literally what Bella Swan was wearing, like, in the movie. So
Yeah.
you watch Twilight and you look at what she's wearing. Those are the things that are trending.
Do a Google search.
Yeah. Bella Swan, Twilight Core.
It's, you know, I think when you hear Twilight Core and you hear Dark Academia, you kind of forget that the academia part is very much preppy. It's just a darker version of prep.
Yeah, absolutely. There was something else that, oh, so to skip down to one that I found from Deanna, it was Dark Romance, but that one also kind of ties into that because it's supposed to be like romantic and feminine mixed with goth, like a darker goth fashion, like, but like pretty, like lace, but goth, like, you know, just,
Okay, I can see that. Like
yeah.
almost it, when I think of dark and lace, I think of fairy, like the whole
Yeah,
fairy core
like
thing.
fairy core, like that one would work too. Yeah, because like I also remember we used to have in the 2000s, we'd wear those tank tops with like the lace
The lace.
around the like collar. Yeah, and we'd wear those under like a flannel or like something like that. So that makes sense. That kind of, I guess that's
Or
done
you'd
from.
wear a button up with the lace cami underneath
Yes.
so you could
Yeah.
see the lace cami.
Yes.
But everyone wore this, whether you were dressing goth or you were dressing preppy. That was it, just the
Right.
color changed of what it was that you were wearing.
Exactly. So to go to like kind of the opposite, well, to like romantic and everything is like the scene in emo is back in, like, which was also 2000s, the same time period, but it was a whole different aesthetic. And like, I was in that group. I was in the going to like punk concerts and like wearing, let's see, DC Vans Converse shoes and like, it was a checkerboard print and like people doing their hair like weird colors.
Dickies.
Yeah, like having like the bangs over your eye and like
Was my favorite.
the
And
flat bangs.
I didn't dress emo, but man, when I cut my hair like an emo girl, I loved it.
Everyone had the emo haircut at least once. Like it
Yes.
just happened. I don't know. It's like it's early to mid 2000s and we had that. And then yeah,
With
so
the it was like literally razor cut. They
yeah.
razored your hair to get it to look that way. It was
Was
so
very
bad for your
choppy.
hair.
Yeah, it was choppy and then people would put like chunk highlights in. Like yeah. And people wore a ton of makeup and like have a ton of
Super dark
piercings.
eyeliner.
And that and they'd wear and so also all of the characters and franchises like Hello Kitty, Invader Zim, Skull Animals, Gloomy Bear, those kind of things. If you look at the Dolls Kill website, it is all that. Like right now, it is basically like they do collabs with like every single one of those. Like
We're gonna
they're
go
Hello
on Does Kill right now as we're talking. Oh, 40% off of everything. Look at
They're always having sales, my God.
that.
But like Dolls Kill did a Hello Kitty collab that sold out so fast, and now it's selling for like three times what they sold it for. And they've also done, I think they did a Skull Animals collab. I think they did Invader Zim. Like all of these different characters, and that was a thing back in that time too. That was very scene emo. People were wearing Hello Kitty shirts.
So if you want a good idea of what Dark Academia and this Twilight Core and everything is, go to Dolls Kill and then go under New,
Oh,
because
yeah.
everything that Crystal's describing, like there's a skirt right here that's called the Twilight Temptation Midi Skirt, and it's got the lace at the bottom. It looks like it's like a regular skirt on top with some pleating, and then it's like cut in an awkward, jagged way, and then it's all lace on the bottom. Like it's just everything that Crystal's describing. Oh, they have cowboy boots,
Yeah, like,
fringe
yeah.
accent cowboy boots. Okay, but here's like the main thing. What makes them popular is there's a ton of bling on them, which we'll get to bling
Big
on here
bling.
too. But yeah, this is, I mean, everything on here in the first half is emo, goth, grunge, Twilight, and then it gets into like the really cutesy stuff like Powerpuff Girls. There's some Scooby-Doo stuff. Like there's It's what you're talking about now, where you're taking characters and you're putting it on things and you're embracing like the childhood part of all like Care Bears.
Oh my
Wow,
God.
Powerpuff Girls making a comeback?
I, according to Dolls Kill, apparently, like,
Wow. And Strawberry Shortcake.
oh yeah, I actually have a Strawberry Shortcake Dolls Kill dress that I thrifted.
So this website is so fascinating to me because it's like so outside of the stuff that I wear, and it's not me, right? Like I would love to rock some of this stuff, but like it's not me, and I'm not going to try to be someone who I'm not, but
Course.
it's cool. You
It's
can get
fun.
some good inspiration on here.
So like they push out these things so quickly. So if you want to know what's trending, like go on there and check it out. Like I wouldn't suggest buying from them because they are a shady company. But if
That they are.
you want to know what to look for when you go into the thrift, like go on there, see what's new, see what's popular, and then look for those fashions, look for vintage versions of them, look for whatever, like it's cool because you can find those things. Yeah.
There's a lot on here. It's a little
Oh, yeah.
overwhelming, Crystal. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, it absolutely is. And so I'm getting like texts from them every single day now because they're on Whatnot. And they do Whatnot shows every day. And they're like selling all these like rare things that they haven't had in stock for a super long time. And people are crazy for it.
They don't have a storefront, right? They're just online.
No, they do. I think they have maybe three or four. Like they have one in New York City, they have one in like LA, I think.
So
So
like
they're
the
not
major
just
cities.
right. Yeah, so you're not going to find them everywhere, but yeah, it's kind of nuts. Like
Dolls Kill Shoes, that's all I can say. If you find Dolls Kill Shoes, they sell really well.
there's some crazy shoes. They have some
I
crazy shoes.
sold a
Like they
pair.
are gems, and I have a pair of like knee-high pink boots. They're for me, but I've
Ooh.
never found a reason to wear them, so I'm
Halloween.
holding them. I'm holding on to them because I love them, but like, what am I
I'm
going to
trying to
wear these
look
for?
up the ones that I sold, Dolls Kill. I don't remember. I just remember they were super high combat style, like chunky. When I say chunky, I mean like
Like
chunk, like
5-inch heels.
yes. And they sold, and I can't find them. Maybe I sold them on eBay. Maybe I didn't sell them on Poshmark. Very possible it was eBay because it's not in my Poshmark. They sold for like over $100. Easy.
That doesn't surprise me. Like, I'm in a group on Facebook that's like resale Dolls Kill stuff, and like people will post stuff, and it's nuts. Like, they're like sold, sold, sold. Like, and I've never done it because it's kind of intimidating. Like, I'm in a few different like Facebook groups for resale, but I just kind of like to see what people are interested in too, because yeah, it's
Market research.
right. Yeah, let's. Oh, there's one more that kind of mixes all these things, and it was called Cybercore, and it's more of like a 90s, early 2000. And I feel like it makes me think of like late 90s, early 2000s music videos. Like, there's because it's so there's like very like it says va mainly various shades of gray, white, blue, and green, also other colors with chrome and gray shade. Includes tight leather pants, shiny clothing, silver eyeshadow, spiky updos, Oakleys, gradients, translucence, and blob texture. I don't know what that is. Cybercore relies on the use of technology and slick futuristic looks, signaling the optimism for the third millennium or 21st century.
Xenon. What you just described
Yes!
is Xenon.
I was obsessed.
Me too.
Obsessed. But she
That
is.
was 100% Xenon.
Oh my
Okay,
God,
if you don't
yes.
know, if you're
So
listening, you're like, what is Xenon? Because you're either too young
right.
or this was not your
Look it
era.
up.
Xenon was a Disney
I don't know.
movie. It
Oh, I
was
think it
not
is on
good.
Disney Plus now.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Okay, but
There was
Xenon,
some.
like, it was the future. And they wore exactly what Crystal described, shiny outfits. They were mini skirts. They were spiky hair, metallics, but there was also pinks and blues and purples and all of that too. And
Oh my
I
God.
also thought of LFO when you the
Oh.
band, when you said some of the things. I'm like, that's LFO. Or Justin Timberlake when he was a baby in NSYNC. But we don't talk about
Oh my
Justin
God.
Timberlake anymore. He's on my
No.
bad list.
Yep. I thought Jamiroquai, the virtual insanity video, and then I was thinking of do you remember Robin Show Me Love? That like so like I was thinking like her videos and like even some early Hanson videos, the weird video, that was like they had like a really cool director come in and do it, Gus Van Sant, who was like who did I think he did Titanic, and like he did the Hanson video, and it was really cool and futuristic. They were like underwater and they were in a train and they're like it was cool. So stuff like that. And it was very like early 2000s. So I guess all of that is, but you'll find all that on Dolls Kill too, like all the freaking leather pants and shiny stuff. So
And to be fair, this time of year, the leather pants and the shiny
oh yeah.
things generally trend regardless.
Yeah, because I mean, we're getting close to New Year's Eve and all that too. Holiday parties, you know, people like that stuff. So,
Remember how
yeah.
big the faux leather pant was in the 2000s, but then it came back. Like, I would say in the last 10 years, it's still a thing, but not the way that it was even 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, when it made its comeback, I was like, I'm here for it, but also bad memories from the early 2000s when we all wanted the fake leather pants, but then it didn't stop there. We also wanted the zebra print ones and the leopard print ones. It was like, it was a lot.
I'm here for it, but not for me.
Yeah. I mean, the leather pants in the early 2000s, if this is something that you sell or you want to source for, they're low rise, the leather pants in the
Oh,
early 2000s.
yeah.
They're not
Like,
cute.
no. And they're uncomfortable.
Yes. And they
Oh.
didn't move nicely. So when they came out with the legging that was a faux leather, like,
Yeah.
here for that because that's more
I was
comfortable.
all over that.
Yeah. But the. I'd like to say, I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe it's just not in my realm because of where I am in life, right? And like my focus in fashion is different now, but I find like there's even a shift that those Spanx faux leather leggings don't do as well as they used to because people aren't really looking to that anymore.
No more like, well, that's the thing. Like, see, these they're saying like tight pants and whatever, but like also baggy pants are in.
Right.
Like the grunge side of it is that people are wearing loose pants, like baggy
Right.
pants. So like when I go sourcing for jeans, like I don't even pick up skinny jeans anymore. Like I know people are still wearing them and people are still buying them, but I'm like, I have enough skinny jeans in my inventory that I don't ever need to pick up skinny jeans again.
Right. Right.
Or
Don't
even
worry,
if
they'll
they're,
come back in style, just not right
I
now.
know, like even the super nice, like expensive brands, I'm like, I don't think people are going to wear them. Like, I don't think people
Right.
are going to buy them. So,
Right.
like, yeah, I don't
I
know.
think it's interesting because when we think of leather now, we're thinking of vintage leather, right? We're thinking of vintage leather jackets, the baggier leather pants. Like it has a different feel to it than what these cores are putting out there. But like you said, these cores are definitely geared towards a younger generation.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to wear those like fake leather pants to the club.
Oh, me
That
too.
was a thing. Like, oh my God,
Yeah.
so uncomfortable.
The
But yeah,
worst.
so I think that's all for like the Y2K like late 90s stuff. Besides grunge, which grunge, you know, like you went over grunge. Grunge is coming back, but like grunge in a different way.
Yeah.
Like grunge isn't as dirty anymore.
No, that's I think that's a really good way of putting it. It's almost a sophisticated way to do grunge, which is odd to say as some as people who grew up in a grungy era, but so people in the 80s grew up in a grungy era too. I mean, it kind of transitioned over into the 90s and early 2000s. But now grunge feels
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
like the concept of grunge is there, I guess, but the way the outfits look are like you look very well put together.
Yeah, grunge was more of like a way of life too, because it was like
Yes.
grunge people, you were into the grunge music, you had the grunge lifestyle, you wore the grunge clothing. Like your jeans were dirty, you were
You were
unwashed.
dirty.
You were dirty. It was just how it was. Like in I think 4 years in a row I wore a plaid flannel shirt in my school picture for like middle school, high school. Like
Yeah.
that was it. Like in the ball chain necklace and like the It's, oh my God,
The
it was
spike
not.
one. Remember the choker that was the
Oh, I have
spikes?
those. It was not cute. Like it's not a cute look. You weren't
Yeah.
trying to be cute. You were just,
Yeah.
you know, you're trying to be cool, which is
Now I
fine.
feel like some of, because I think men do the grunge really well in today's world because they can mix almost like a unisex clothing type of vibe together. Like I see a lot of layering in the grunge now. So like maybe it's the baggy pants with almost like a kilt over it. Like it's just done differently. It's, I don't, it's hard to describe. You have to, it's something that you have to visually Google and see to like visualize what grunge is today. But the best example that I can give is because he was the king of grunge was Rick Owens. I mean, that's really where like runway fashion grunge was, it was him. That's it. No one else really does it.
No, like that's, yeah, for the runway side, like absolutely. But like, you know, the original grunge, they'll be like, yeah, it was like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, like you were
Oh
just
yeah.
that was it. Like it was, and that was my thing for a while too. I think I hit like every single fashion thing, like when I was in like middle school and high school. Like I just wanted to do it all, and
Yeah.
I would pick a look and just go with it for like maybe a week or two. Like I went goth for like a week. I remember I wore all black, and that was it. Like. And then I did like Raver, and I'm wearing all the jelly bracelets and like the big JNCOs, and like I literally would do it all. And I think that's
Yeah.
why I can like kind of picture all of these things so well.
Yeah. I feel like there was also a lot thrown into the fashion space during that time period where you almost didn't know what direction to go in. And
No.
every day you felt like you were just doing something new to see if it fit who you were.
Yeah, try it out. Why not?
Yeah. Not me today, but.
No. Like I'll dress up like when I go out somewhere, like I will wear like a bright loud dress and like something crazy. But for the most part, I'm like yoga pants and sweatshirts, but
Yeah.
yeah. I know it's
Yoga
like you get
pants
older.
forever.
Yep. Let's see. What else? I missed anything. Yeah, co apparently cottagecore is still trending for the young people. Maybe
That's
it's just like a different spin on cottagecore because I feel like the gunny sacks thing isn't really happening right
was
now.
just gonna say, I just don't. Cottagecore 20, let's say Cottagecore 2024 and see what comes up.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Feel like
Sometimes
it's
like it's hard to believe what's trending. It's like, really? This is still a thing? Oh no, it is. If you look, Urban Outfitters has cottagecore dresses. Free People is definitely leaning on cottagecore. Dolls Kill even has a dress that's very cottagecore. I would say it's more Regency core, but sure,
Yeah.
we'll go with cottagecore.
It's so cottagecore is evolving, I guess. That's what I'm kind of seeing. Like, it's a little different. Like, when it first came out, it was like strictly like prairie dresses.
Yeah.
Like, you were milking cows and you were like
Yeah,
in the
exactly.
field, like this was cottagecore, and now it's like cottagecore is more of like an everyday cottagecore. Like I can wear this dress with like puffy sleeves and pretty flowers, and it's cottagecore, but it's not crazy cottagecore. I don't know.
I can see this evolving in the spring.
Yeah, I
Like,
feel like it's more of a fall spring aesthetic.
yeah, I can't. Like, I'm looking at a picture right now and they're trying to say that it's dark cottage core, but it just looks like Jackie O with the dark sweater and a
Oh.
scarf over her head. Like,
Interesting.
that's kind of what I'm getting from it. But I mean, this woman's dressed like a pilgrim.
Okay, well
And they're
that's
saying that's dark cottage core.
all right.
This is from the Gucci runway show, apparently.
Oh.
Yep, she's got a top hat. It looks just like a pilgrim's outfit, but she's got a
Oh.
leather belt to kind of add a grungy look to it. It's like a buckled leather belt on the waist.
Feel like the pilgrim look could be a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So I guess they're trying. So some of it is floral,
Oh,
but some of
okay.
it's very grungy. And I think it looks like this is transitioning for spring
Okay.
2024. So the fact that it's already trending makes a lot of sense because people are already starting to look towards, I know winter isn't even here yet, but they're already looking at
In the
spring.
fashion world, it's already spring. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. If anything, it's probably summer
Yeah,
to
I know.
them.
Exactly.
They're so
Yeah,
far
like again,
ahead.
like the utility and gorp core still trending according to Depop. Like,
I can see that though.
yeah.
I feel like utility has always been a thing, but now with denim being so popular again and
I
that
guess.
cargo pants style, like I get it. Because
Yeah.
that cargo pant is gorp core, but it can also transition into the whole emo
Or
grunge look
grunge.
as well.
Or grunge, yeah.
Yeah.
It can be,
So it's kind of like a mix. It really depends on the color, right? So if you've got a pair of khaki cargo pants that you're wearing with your hiking boots, well, now you're gorp core, right? Like it just varies on what you're accessorizing it with.
Or pair it with a flannel shirt and then you're grunge.
Yes. Yes. Right. And you've got some kind of like crazy belt with buckles, and now you've changed the look completely.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So like I feel like the two like opposing trends is like more like 90s 2000s and then like the minimalist corporate sort of, minimalist quiet luxury corp core, which is corp core slash like classic core, which is kind of they're all like a minimalist like sort of, I don't know, like it's sort of like an office look, but it can be like a casual look. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that
It's kind of like what we talked about in the trend episode where it's like
yeah.
foundational pieces. basic foundational pieces that you can either dress up and wear in quiet luxury, or you could just wear to go shopping for the day, like a t-shirt and a pair of pleated pants. And that's your outfit. And that's considered quiet luxury. I like the term classic core, because that really does encapsulate the whole quiet luxury look. It's classic. I don't like corp. Corp is corporate, and I don't like that.
I know. It's a little too, like,
a little too much for me. Not I don't like fun. That one.
Yeah. But, like,
but I think it's interesting to see that, I mean, even you as someone who follows these cores and these trends are seeing the divide, that it's either you are minimalistic and you're in that quiet luxury realm, or you're in the loud other end of things.
Yeah, and so they said, like, corp core was, like, Kate Middleton, like, suits with Doc Martens, like, so it's like a classic look, but also like sort of blending styles, like, because Doc Martens are also like grunge look or emo, and so like you're kind of taking things from the other side of like, but like adding them in, like, a adding some of the things that to not like be crazy weird, but like I'm a little bit fun.
Not to go totally off track, but did you see Kate Middleton's outfit this past week?
No.
Oh my God. You need to Google it. It was a red cape, which red is trending now for the winter. And she had a short dress underneath. So her from her knee below is exposed, and her legs were showing in a bunch of photos. And she looked good, Miss Kate Middleton.
I mean, she always looks good.
I mean, that's a given because it's Kate, but I foresee that style, because we talked about capes in the winter trend, and we talked about the color red, and now red that Kate has put it on her body, forget it. Kate is putting red on her body and a cape.
Is that Tomato Girl?
Yeah, Tomato Girl, that's right. That was the summer one.
Yeah, the one that I totally missed, but like, yeah, this is tomato fashion here.
I mean, it's like a bright orange-red.
Yep.
And then it's got a cape, so it's got that classic element to it that transitions into the fall winter. But then it's also very modern, because she's showing her legs.
Yeah. Yeah, she's wearing like really high heels too.
Extremely high heels.
Yeah. Wow. All
yeah. Right. So that look that she did this week, I think, is going to become very popular.
Absolutely.
In the space of quiet luxury, by having that pop of color, I think it's going to bridge a little bit of that gap, because not everyone likes to wear neutrals all the time.
No.
Even though that's what quiet luxury is. But I think you can have fun with quiet luxury with something like Kate wore. And
well, it's make monochrome. It more playful. Like, it monochrome is a thing. Like, you can just pick one bright color and just stick with it. And that's like still like a minimalistic look, because it's one color. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of it.
When in doubt, look at Kate Middleton's outfits.
Right, God.
There's websites that's all they do.
There, yeah, and remember that that Instagram that that lady does. Oh, I forget what it's called, but she basically just recreates Kate Middleton looks
in, like, with thrifted outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's awesome. I'm like, that's awesome. You and she does really well with it.
Yep. Yeah. Whenever you're confused as to, like, or you want to do your own research and understand why something is so popular, it's probably because a royal wore it at some point, or a celebrity. Like, that's usually what it comes down to. A lot of that quiet luxury minimalistic stuff is because of what Kate Middleton wears.
It's weird though, because like during like the McBling era, like everyone was obsessed with celebrities, and we all tried to mimic exactly what they were wearing, but it was very loud in your face stuff. But like now celebrities, you're trying to dress, people are trying to dress more like them, but they're definitely more toned down.
Yes.
like it's different celebrities though. And it is. We were going for like the flashy celebrities. It was all like singers, actors, like those kind
monogrammed
of
monogrammed everything.
Yeah. So like we were into that. But yeah, I think there's better role models now, I guess.
More realistic outfits that you can wear. I mean, you know, as controversial as she is, Meghan Markle was actually a staple of outfits. I mean, look at Everlane, and I mean, Everlane's like the number one, and Rothy's were the two brands that she put on the market. That was her. No one knew what Rothy's were.
She's no slouch either. Like she dresses really well. She looks beautiful all the time. Like, man, it must be so like so much work to look that good all the
Well,
time.
I so let's and I think celebrities in the 2000s talk about this. This is totally off
Yeah.
topic, guys. Sorry, but they talked about how difficult it was for them to always have to keep up the latest things, to always wear new, different things every day because people were looking at them and then buying whatever it was. A lot of it was sponsored stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like had to wear XYZ for whatever reason.
Yep.
But there was a lot of pressure on them to have the newest, craziest thing on their body because they knew that people like us were going to buy either a dupe of it or the exact
Right.
same thing.
Well, yeah, it's the whole paparazzi era. Like people would just camp outside their houses. Every time they left the house, they would take pictures of them. So we were seeing them every single day, like with whatever they were wearing, whatever they were doing, you know, and then all the like trashy magazines were printing like, oh, they wear blah 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 blah. So we're like, okay, let's go buy those things. But I see this happening with Taylor Swift right now too, though, as I've mentioned a few times in the Patreon.
So does she have a core? She must have a core.
I mean, you could just probably write Taylor Swift core, like I mean, or write Swiftie or something. Like even so, stuff that she has worn is like completely selling out. She wore the pair of shorts with like the rhinestones on them and stuff. Those shorts sold out immediately. Like she wore them to her boyfriend's game, you know, that one, Taylor Swift's
Don't even
boyfriend,
get me started.
as he is to me, Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Because
Travis
I don't do
Kelce.
sports. Because I don't do sports. But yeah, so those shorts sold out immediately. I actually have a few things in my closet that I have sourced just because Taylor Swift has worn that thing, and like they get a lot of attention. But even like Taylor Swift merchandise right now, like so she does this thing that kind of annoys the crap out of me, but she does merchandise drops all the freaking time. So it's like her fans get FOMO because she drops new merchandise every time she has a new album, every time like she just dropped Christmas merchandise. She and then she had those cardigans. So she has a cardigan for every single album she has, and people collect these cardigans, but they're very limited. So she'll drop them on the website, and all the bots, like reseller bots, will buy them up and resell them for twice, three times what they paid for them. And it sucks for the fans because the fans don't actually get a chance to buy them. So, but there's no way to stop the bots. I mean, this happened with, you know, Nintendo and Xbox and all PS5, like they just people that wanted them couldn't actually get them because they were bought up by bots. And this is the world we're in right now. Everything's getting bought by bots. Ticketmaster, bots, like everything's bought. So if you find Taylor Swift merchandise, t-shirts, whatever, pick it up. Pick it up because it'll sell. I promise you it'll sell.
Wasn't the latest thing that she was wearing? We were talking about this because you posted it in the
Oh, yeah.
Discord. Was she had denim knee-high boots on? And I was like, oh my God, Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, she's yeah, the denim on denim on denim look. Like
Yeah, like Britney
it's back.
Spears, that's
Yeah,
what
she
Britney
bought them
wore.
with friends though too. And like when you see pictures of her out just being casual and stuff, like she definitely is trendy. Like she always looks cute and put together. And you know, there's so many pictures of Taylor Swift out, like oh man, it's
There is.
crazy.
And I think, if that's, I think you can look to certain celebrities like her and kind of get inspiration as to what people would want to wear because this person wore it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's just wild to me that that's the society that we are in America because
Very much, yeah.
it's very different in other countries. Like,
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
they obviously look to certain celebrities and what they wear, but it's different. I feel like take, for example, Sweden, Denmark, those types of places.
Yep.
They make their fashion. Like, they don't follow anything. It's whatever that they like, that they want to wear, that they find like in a thrifty spot. Like, it's so interesting to me how different fashion is there. It's very much about being an individual and what you're comfortable in wearing and showing to the public.
Yeah.
Where here, and I would say even some places in Europe, it's very focused on what's hot.
Yeah, it's more sustainability, I think, too, like for them, because they don't do a lot of the fast fashion. They don't care about that stuff. But like here, it's like freaking Shein. Oh my God. Like, I can't even. And like, then Shein is doing a collab with Forever 21. I was like, why?
Right.
Like, why are we pairing fast fashion with fast fashion? And like, also, Forever 21 did a collab. What was it with, like, Neiman Marcus or something? One of those. Yeah, it was like, what is happening? Like, I don't understand it.
Because cheap sells.
Oh, it drives me nuts. And I try to, like, it's like you try to educate people, like, how bad it is. But people outside the reseller world, like,
oh, they don't get it.
Don't understand. We're like, Shein is bad. Never, ever buy them. Unless it's in the thrift store, then feel free to buy it. Because obviously, it's going to get thrown in the trash. So, but the thrift store needs to price it at a reasonable price.
And not $19.99.
Because I will buy secondhand Shein if it's something cute that I like, but not for $10.
Right.
You know, it probably cost $2 and somebody made it for 2 cents. I'm not going to pay more than that. I'll pick it up in the bins or whatever, but I'm like, why? Like, I don't know. I'm going on a tirade.
We digress.
Like, yeah, you know how we do.
Just very passionate about fashion.
Yes, yes, yes.
What else you got for us, Crystal?
Yeah. I think we've gotten through all of it, because like,
nice.
The other ones were repeats. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Name some repeats.
So we got the grunge, the utility gorp core, cottage core, dark academia, quiet luxury, minimalism, and Y2K, obviously.
Yeah. Interesting. The trends haven't really changed either. With the exception of like a few spring, summer specific ones that we talked about, they really haven't changed, which goes along with exactly how fashion has been this year. It hasn't really changed much.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's leaning more and more towards that minimalistic vibe. And it could be because more people are going to the office. It could be because maybe as a society, we want to dress up more. Maybe we're going back into that direction. I do love that in all of these cores and trends, there's an element of like wearing real pants. Do you know what I mean? Like, not that I want to wear real pants, and not that I am wearing real pants right now, but like, I like that that's the direction that it's going in. Because it makes you feel, because when you go back in time and you look at those photos in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, you just like can't even help but admire the way society was and the way people used to dress.
Yeah, it was very put together. Yeah, it was very classy put together. Mm-hmm. But like, they didn't have really any other option. So
I don't know.
Like, they didn't have sweatpants. So I feel bad for them.
This is true. They did not have sweatpants. They had nightgowns with robes.
Right.
And that was about it. So I have a question for you, Crystal. Since you listen to the trends video and, you know, this is, you love vintage. That is your baby. As much as you sell modern, vintage is your baby.
Yes.
How do you feel about all of these vintage inspired things kind of coming back into style, like the top handle bag, right? The wool and cashmere coats. It doesn't matter what brand it is, like that element of class, like, and even the dresses are very I would say modern, but they have like a look to them that could be vintage inspired. How does that make you feel as a vintage seller? Like, do you feel like you can kind of embrace all this a little bit more going into the winter months?
I like the fact that like that's trending, because honestly it's getting harder to find good quality vintage pieces, because, you know, as we get further away from that era, like, there's less and less available. So like, that people are doing like reproductions and stuff like that, that's awesome, because then we can kind of keep that fashion aesthetic, but also like, you know, not everybody gets to like do actual vintage fashion because there wasn't as many sizes. There wasn't, you know, it was different. And as much as I love, love, love vintage clothing, like most of it doesn't fit me. And like, if I buy a lot of reproduction dresses, like, you know, ModCloth does a lot of stuff like that. And like, there's different brands within ModCloth that have awesome stuff that you could probably find a lot of vintage inspired stuff on. So I'm cool with that. I like that idea.
I think it's, as a vintage seller too, and you can agree or disagree with this, but I think it allows you to be a little more creative in the things that you're picking up as well. Like, I loved the idea of top handle bags coming back and like the evening wear bags becoming more of a daytime look, like the clutches and stuff, because I feel like there's an abundance of this stuff, especially the accessory side of it, that usually just ends up going to the landfill because people are like, when am I going to use any of this? This isn't practical.
Yeah, it's like heartbreaking to think about that. Like, hats and bags and stuff. Like, I have like a death pile of vintage hats right now, and I need to get those listed because I feel like they're always kind of trending. Like, people still wear them, but like my biggest hang up is I photograph them and I have nowhere to put them that like makes sense for me.
It's so a delicate thing too. Hats are super delicate too.
So I just bought like this thing on Amazon. It's like a macrame hat holder and it has like clips on. They're like soft clips though, so they won't like dig into the hat.
Oh, and nice. It holds
20 hats or something. So I'm going to try that. So we're going to see if I can list some more hats.
Yeah. I just think as people who are listening that really love vintage, I think that whole like quiet minimalistic style really plays to the vintage side of things, especially like right now going into winter season, the trench coats and stuff, the cashmere, the wools. We were just talking about this before we started recording. I found a Harrison Tweed coat and I wish I would have bought it, but there was too many, it was too damaged. But like, those are the things that people want modern day that they honestly, you can't afford the same thing in today's market because it's priced at like $1,000. And these pieces you can find at the thrift store, you know, we'll say on the low end, $15 to $25, maybe $30. And you would make someone very happy with this original vintage piece, even selling it at $200, $300. Because that quality today by some other brand is close to $1,000. And that's just the way that it is. And I think for those of us who live in in areas where the climate gets cold in the winter months, you find a lot more of this stuff. I just think of the New Hampshire bins, Crystal, when I think of like all of these vintage things that we're talking about. And if you are a bin shopper, maybe you're a live seller on top of it, and you can find all these pieces, kind of curate a look and or do a drop like you just did for Christmas, right? Photograph and do a drop. Like, now is your time to shine for all that. Because those quality pieces in modern day, you can't touch it.
No, like when I go to the bins, like I usually go to the bins like right around my birthday, which is in January. And I will, that's when I kind of start picking up more heavy winter stuff because like I feel like people are shying away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I usually get all the coats, the snow pants, whatever, like, and then I'll just put them away for like next winter to list. Like it, like if you go to the bins, like always look for whatever's like the opposite season.
Yes.
Like, because that's what you're like, people are not buying that stuff. So you're going to be like rolling in it. You're going to find everything.
Yeah. I just think the bins are, especially if you want to adventure and try some of these things that we've talked about, like maybe you want to try some of the Y2K things. Maybe you want to try the Mick Blink. Go for it. But I think the bins are like a 99-cent day, something like that is the best way to try it because you don't want to get stuck with these very trendy specific things, especially the Y2K stuff, and then it not sell and you'd be stuck with it for like 2-3 years.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the worst. Like you buy something cause you're like, yeah, this is so in right now. And for some reason your item just doesn't sell,
right?
Whatever. It's maybe priced too high or whatever. It's a smaller size or something. And it's like, Okay, like I have things in my closet that I've had for like 4+ years. And I know
Crystal.
some people are just like, get rid of it. But I'm like, dude, I've already photographed this and it's here and it's in a bin and it's in my inventory. I'm like, let's just let it happen. So,
How
you know.
about you do a live sale in your shed of
Yeah.
all of those items?
Once I can get internet, I will, because I don't have Wi-Fi in my shed yet. So.
Okay, well, once that happens, you're gonna pick a core or a trend, and you're gonna pull those items and you're gonna do a live sale.
You know what? Those things might come back in fashion by the time I
By the
get.
time it sells, yes, it might.
Oh my God.
I can only say that because I love Crystal and we've been friends for a long time.
She can tell me how it is.
Well, I hope you guys found this helpful. Thank you so much, Crystal, for coming back on and talking to us about what cores are out there. And it seems like, just like with our fashion trends the last 2 seasons, they're kind of staying the same. They're not changing too much. So it will be curious. I'll be curious to see what spring and summer looks like because I think it will start to slowly change, spring and summer.
I hope so. I'd like something new to look at.
Yeah. Or some celebrity would do some wild thing, and then that becomes the trending thing.
Yeah.
Like a Kylie Jenner or someone ridiculous will do something. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.